Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much. Let's try that again. Good evening, everybody. Terrific. Terrific. We are delighted to see you all here, and we're thankful for the safety and everything on the road and traveling. It's always amazing to see us get to conferences year after year and time after time with the minimum number of difficulties that we've had. We certainly don't take that for granted. We thank the Lord for it, and we're thankful that you're here safely, and we're looking forward to a great week. After a while, Lauren Sanney will be giving us an official welcome, but we just want you to know that we're glad you're here. This is the 1973 edition of the United States Staff Conference, and we have some special guests that are here that will be presented later. But primarily it's for our staff in the United States. And our hosts will be our divisional directors. All of them will be having a part in our program tonight. And we appreciate their cooperation, and we appreciate their inviting us to this conference. And then I want you to know that the man behind all of the planning, and there has been a great deal of it, as you can well imagine, for this size of a conference, the man who has been responsible for that is Walt Henriksen. Walt is our conference director, and we appreciate the work that he and his staff have put into all of the details of making this conference function effectively and smoothly. Now, to begin with tonight, I want to introduce the first of our divisional directors, the director of the Southern Division, Skip Gray, who is going to come and lead us in some singing. Let's give Skip the kind of welcome he deserves, all right? Come on. Thank you. We're glad you're here. How many of you here this time who weren't at the 1969 staff conference when the last time the whole U.S. was together, at the Glen, we're too big for the Glen now, that is too many people for the Glen. How many of you are here this time who weren't at the 69 staff conference? Let me say, good grief. Well, we're glad you came. That's exciting. Wonderful. You just became a Billy Graham Crusade choir. We're going to sing number 269, Blessed Assurance, and we're going to start out with the chorus, and we're going to sing slow. So sit up straight, get your feet on the floor, chin up in the air, big smile on your face. Blessed Assurance, number 269. Okay, let's start out. This is my story, slowly and majestically, and then we'll sing all three stanzas just like they're written. Here we go. What's the first note I want, Ron?
This.
Okay, here we go.
This.
Sitting up straight. That's it. Feet on the floor, shoulder back, chin out, smile. Turn to the person on your left and smile at him or her. Beautiful hairdos, aren't they? Okay, now you can do it on the right if you'd like to. That's great. All right, it'll take you a day or two to get your breath. Thank you, Ron. Let's give Ron a hand. That's
Beautiful. Ron Ortley on the organ and Millie on the piano. That's got to be a Navigator conference if there ever was one. Well, let's sing Perfect Submission, Perfect Delight. Here we go.
Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my side. Angels descending, ring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story.
Come on, smile. I catch without a little smile. You don't have to be hysterical or anything, but just a little curl on the corner of your lip. Not a sneer, but we'll be singing a duet up here with me on the fourth stanza, so I'll kind of move around and watch you, and a little sparkle, or we'll invent a fourth stanza. Let's sing the third one. Here we go.
Perfect submission, always at best. I am my Savior.
Outstanding. You take a deep breath and I'll take a deep breath. Back in the fall of 1949, I transferred from a school in downstate Illinois to Wheaton College, and one of the things that I heard about frequently was a great football star, quarterback of a victorious team over a period of several years. The fullback on that team made a little All-American, and just. But I didn't get to meet this great athlete, man, big man on the campus, BMOC. You're familiar with the type. Until several years later, Buzzy and I were serving up in Portland, Oregon, working with Youth for Christ and Young Life, and Jack and Carol Mayhall were working with Dr. Jack Mitchell, and that began a wonderful, heartwarming, very rewarding friendship for Buzzy and for me these past, whatever it is, 18 years. We better quit counting, Jack, and Carol. But we're delighted to have the fellowship. We just shot a round of golf this week, Jack and I. And I always get my money's worth out of a golf course. You know, Jack goes around, he's just got a few measly strokes, you know, man. I fill up 2-3 columns with numbers. But he's very patient, and he gets down there to the green and waits for me. But Jack, we're delighted to have you and the Northern Division gang here, and would like you to come and lead us to the throne of grace in prayer at this time.
Welcome to the Northern Division portion of the 1973... You will have to admit the weather is very appropriate. We have this all over the Northern Division all winter, and we would be glad to welcome any of you to it that would like to come. I have told Skip and Leroy from time to time that we have annexed Bermuda into the Northern Division. It's the only claim to warm weather that we have, in this time of year anyway. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you here. Let's pray together, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, tonight our hearts are warmed and filled with joy and gladness because of our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. And we have many things for which to thank you tonight, but most of all, we simply thank you for the privilege of knowing you, our great God and our Redeemer, through your very precious Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you tonight, unitedly, for that work of grace which He has done in each of our hearts and continues to do day by day as we appropriate the grace of God on an hour-by-hour, moment-by-moment basis. And Father, tonight we just pause to commit this week ahead to you. We thank you for bringing us here. We thank you for safety of travel, as George mentioned. And Father, we pray for all of the loved ones back home, for the kids, and for those who are taking care of them, that you would keep them in the hollow of your hand. We thank you for the faithful ones back there who make it possible for us to be here and to enjoy this rich week of fellowship together. And Father, we pray for our beloved gang, a few of whom could not be here tonight and to enjoy this week with us for one reason or another, and we lift them up to you, and we pray that this week at home or wherever they may be will be a joyous week, one of real heart reflection and the realization of your presence in their hearts and in their midst. It'll be a time of rejoicing for them too. And Father, we pray that you will work us over this week. We pray that you'll speak to our hearts uniquely and individually, and we pray that right from this very evening on, throughout the week, that each of us, in the quietness of our own hearts, will give you the prerogative to be unique with each one of us and speak to us about those things that you know are needful. And Lord, we realize that in a crowd of this size, there are some problems, there are some heartaches, there are some grief, along with all the rejoicing and the joy and the gladness. And so, Lord, we pray that you will meet the needs of each of our hearts, and whatever that need is, that the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, taking the man of God, will minister to us together. And Father, I pray that each of us will take it upon ourselves to be an encouragement to one another. Keep our fellowship together on a positive level. May we share the Word with enthusiasm, Lord. And I pray that we may leave here next Saturday different men and women than when we came, and better men and women than when we came. And we will give all the praise and all the glory to you, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jack. Some of us have seen each other recently. For some of us, it's been a year, 2, 3 years, perhaps longer. And you can tell, you get over there in the dining room and people just, you know, clang, you know, and to try to break up that magnet, go to the meeting, you know, it's really a challenge. But I'm sure whether or not we've seen each other recently or for a period of many years, all of us could express this hymn in testimony, expression of our own hearts for the faithfulness of our wonderful Lord. Number 47, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And let's sing it together as a hymn of testimony, shall we? Number 47 in your hymn book.
Thank you.
second stanza, and all the men will join in the chorus. All the ladies, please. Summer and winter. The ladies have the quality. We'll give a little bit of quantity. Now, men on the third stanza, and then the ladies, please join us on the chorus. Men, let's sing.
Pardon for sin.
Short is the director of this lovely conference center, and as such is our official host this week, and he's come this evening to bring us a word of greeting and welcome and tell us a little bit about the facilities here. Mr. Short, thank you very much.
Thank you, Skip, and we are so happy to have you with us this week. He was mentioning the fact that it was difficult to get the group out of the dining room tonight in time for the service. Now, from now on, if you're late for the service, well, you can help us wash all the dishes over there. So it ought to get the group out in a hurry. For about a year now, we've looked forward to your coming, and we hope you have a great week. Please let us know if there's anything we can do to help you. If you have any problem at all, we have a man on duty in New Mexico Hall from 7 in the morning until 11 o'clock at night. After 11 o'clock, I'll find Walt Hendrickson's room number and give it to you, and you can contact him directly. Our staff has joined in prayer for your meeting, and we hope you have a great one. Again, if there's anything we can do to help you, you let us know. Thank you.
Well, this, the part that I've seen so far is a beautiful facility. We've used some lovely Baptist conference facilities in Georgia and the Carolinas and other places. I think you've just got them all hands down, probably the nicest we've ever seen. That's great. There may be a question. Some of you asked the question, and I just wanted to make a brief word on this tonight about the I know some of you fellas came without your families because of the little tiny babies, the nursing babies. Last year, I know at our Southern Division staff conference, we had quite a large contingency of tiny little conferees, and it was a great blessing, and it was also a lot of additional responsibility and work, especially for the moms coming in and out of meetings. And we thought if we would triple that number, we might have, you know, about 20 little bobbing heads out here, and a lot of coming and going, especially in cold weather and unpredictable and a flu epidemic and all. And so we appreciate the fact that you either made arrangements for your little one and left him or her or them. And we did make one exception, Ian and Vicki Monroe, who have been here in the United States, from Great Britain, are going to be leaving later this year to return to Emma. Because of that trip and assignment overseas, and they're overseas now, going back home and then maybe overseas again, we did make that one exception, but we wanted to thank you for working that out and arranging it. And know you understand for Vicki, who wanted to see everybody and may not see many of you for a long, long time. So we appreciate your kindness in working it out. And if it did cause an inconvenience, please forgive me. I'm the place where the buck stops. And thank you for your kindness in this matter. Well, let's sing one more song. We'll have to stand, stretch our legs, and then turn it over to our host, D.D. Number 129, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing My Great Redeemer's Praise. Let's stand and sing these four, shall we? Seated, please. Our host division is Scenic Land Division USA, and we've got a kind of a scenic land division director, someone who always does things with just that little extra special touch. He provides places for Jack and me to play golf, for example. We're very grateful for that. You can tell a Scenic Land division person by a little thing they're wearing. It's kind of a cross and a crown and a kind of a guided missile going off to the west. Love them, shake their hands, thank them for the privilege of being in scenic land. And above all, let's give Lee Iams a great big hand of welcome. Lee, where are you?
Well, we do welcome you to Scenic Land. We're sorry that we're in the snowy part, although not really. We enjoy the snow. Some enjoy the snow. I enjoy the snow if I can wear my boots and my thermals. And under my shirt I have a little sweater, and so I enjoy this sort of stuff. But Well, they did. They had a meeting at headquarters at Glen Eyrie some weeks ago, and they thought, well, we will have all the DDs take a part in the opening meeting, which, of course, is what we really deserve. George says, let's give Skip Gray the kind of welcome he deserves. If Skip Gray ever gets what he deserves, we're all in trouble. But well, let's have all the DDs have a part. And so that was fine. So what can Skip do? Well, of course, he can lead us in singing praises to God. And Jack Mayhall lead us in prayer to God. Well, what will Leroy do? Well, he can introduce the skit, so that's what I'm supposed to do, right? So we do have some wonderful entertainment waiting for us tonight. We have some announcements later, I see here, but what I have to begin with here before we have our entertainment is one of those special announcements. You know those kind that, and I think both parties have been notified, so we're safe. Let's see, where do I have that announcement? I have an announcement right here. It says this: Mr. and Mrs. Wayne Hall are happy to announce the engagement of their daughter, Anita, to Mr. Owen Torkelson. So let's have the two of them stand. Where are you? Is from the Bay Area, and Torque is working with the Air Force cadets up in Colorado Springs, so we're delighted for that. I can see we have the new navigators here tonight. They're sitting together before the announcement was made, but that's okay. They probably didn't get the word on that. So you can offer Anita your congratulations, and Torque your congratulations to both of you. Anita, your condolences, I guess, is better on that. But we are delighted. And the reason we wanted to introduce that, the opening night of staff conference, is we're hoping that some of you hard cases will get the point, you know. Now, I don't want to point you out. I could point you out, you know. But you just think about this now. These two are engaged and, you know, love and bloom and all the rest. I mean, wouldn't it be neat if you, I mean, some of you hard cases, I mean, you know, if you could tell your kids, we met at a navigator staff conference. Wouldn't that just do something, you know, and make it sort of special? So give it a little thought, some of you guys. And well, let's see. We do have a program here. A program here. We're going to have a guy come out and sing for us that many of you have heard. Some of you have not, I'm sure. He sings songs, my kind of songs, songs from the heart, songs from the soil. I've worked with this guy all over the U.S., and some of you know some of his favorite songs, some of the stuff that he does so well. Back the patrol wagon up to the curb, officer, the step is too high for Aunt Minnie. Songs like that, you know, they're really... So I know you'll all be delighted to welcome our own Goober Podunk. Let's bring him out with a big hand.
Thank you. I'm so proud to be here. It's a good thing I dressed up. You're probably wondering about all these microphones here tonight. They're going to record the program in stereo. It hurts in both ears at once. Now, really, many people have said they like what I do better than music. And, in fact, some people said they'd rather hear me sing than eat, and if you were over at the dining hall, you probably heard me eat. All the songs that you'll be hearing have just been released on my new album called Music to Leave the Room By. It's on the Red Seal label. I don't know why they did that, probably because I'm in the red and I sound like a seal. But there's some great hits on that album. There's a tender love ballad called I'm Building My Love Nest in the Trees Because You're for the Birds. And who'll ever forget that old Western favorite? He was tall in the saddle till his blister broke. And you've heard the song, I Want a Gal Just Like the Gal That Married Dear Old Dad. I do the Arabic version called, Oh, What a Baghdad Had. I'd like to do a song now that was written and inspired by an old girlfriend of mine. Her name was Grinelda Craignasty. Well, she had everything a man would want. Muscles, mustache, crew cut, tattoo. She had the most charming left eye. I know it was because her right one kept looking at it all the time. Really, she had the longest nose of any girl I've ever known. In fact, her nose was so long, she could smoke a Benson and Hedges in the rain without getting it wet. Talk about lips. Every time she smiled, she got lipstick on both ears. I'll never forget the first time we met. It was out in front of the Denver Hilton Hotel. That's where I lived, out in front of the Denver Hilton Hotel. First time I saw her, she was wearing something that really knocked my eyes out, brass knuckles. She, being a lady, dropped her eyelids, and I, being a gentleman, stooped down and picked them up for her. But we used to go out on dates together, but we broke up. We don't go out together. One night I went up to pick her up, and it was pouring rain, and she said, well, if you're going to take me out, you're going to have to call me a taxi. And I said, okay, you're a taxi. And that just tore her up. She went out and drank a gallon of varnish. It killed her, but it gave her a real nice finish. Well, she hit me on the head and she tore my clothes. She blacked my eye and broke my nose. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. She changed her front door lock, you see. Then she sicked her dog on me. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. Well, I caught her in the kitchen, putting arsenic in my tea. And if she doesn't cut it out, I'll think she's mad at me. And when our date last night was through, she said, don't call me, I'll call you. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. Now when I call her on the phone, she answers and says that she's not home. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. Shoves me down the stairs and counts to see how many times I bounce. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. Well, I caught her fooling with the brakes beneath my car today. Why, gee, that's awful nice of her to fix my car that way. She's got a rifle now, I see, and it's pointing right at me. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. Well, thank you for your sympathy. As you can tell, I sing from my heart. It's a lot easier on my throat. I got me a brand new song I just learned right here on this paper. I'd like to try and do it, except I forgot the melody a while back. And there's two things I admire about myself most. One is my remarkable memory, and the other is... You'll notice that at no time during my playing this evening do my fingers ever leave my hands. Well, the sun comes up and the sun goes down, and the hands on the clock go round and round. I just get up and it's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? Well, my shoe's untied, but shucks, I don't care. I ain't figuring on going nowheres. I just have to wash my face and comb my hair. That's just too much wasted effort. Well, the water in the well's getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath for 6 months or more. But I heard it tell, and that's true, I'm sure. Too much bathing will weaken you. Well, my old hound dog's just howling so forlorn. Well, that's the laziest dog that ever was born. He's a howling because he's a setting on a thorn, and he's too tired to move over. You know, my old brown mule, I think the rascal's sick, because when I stuck him in a rump with a pin on a stick, he humped up his back, but he just wouldn't kick. There's something cockeyed somewhere. Well, I open the door, and the flies swarm in. And I close the door, and I'm sweating again. And in the process, I crack my shin. It's just one darn thing after another. Well, the cow's gone dry, and the hens won't lay. Fish all quit biting last Saturday. Trouble's piling up day by day. Now I'm getting dandruff. There's a mouse gnawing on my cupboard door. He's been at it now, I guess, a month or more. When he gets in there, he's sure gonna be sore. Ain't a cotton-picking thing in it. Well, the tin roof leaks and the chimney leans, and I got a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans. I just add up the last of the pork and beans. Just can't depend on nothing. Well, grief and misery, pains and woes, debts and taxes, and that's how it goes. And I'll get the cold in my nose. Life gets tedious, don't it? I'd like to dedicate this next number to our national pastime, advertising. Well, there's a number of new products out on the market now, perhaps you haven't heard of. There's a new deodorant out now for race car drivers. It's called Pit Stop. And you know, in the market for the new longer cigarettes, one company has them all beat. They're called Tall Paul's. They're 6 feet long. You can smoke them in bed and keep your feet warm. And I noticed somebody came out with a new deodorant now. It's called Vanish. You spray it on and disappear, and no one can tell where the smell's coming from. Really, but where else but in America could you turn on the radio and hear something like this? Ladies over 500 pounds, are you fat? When you walk down the street, does your shadow feel like a crowd following you? When you go in swimming, do you get harpooned? Are you taller laying down than you are standing up? On a hot day, do you notice people gathering on your shady side? When you come on the scene, does the scene disappear? Well then, what you need is Flab Off. Now, Flab Off is unlike any other weight reducer. It's not a syrup and it's not a tonic, it's a pill. One pill that weighs 5 pounds. We'll give you a ramrod to help you shove it down. Now, if you're one of the first 580,000 customers to send in for this limited offer, we'll send you absolutely free as a consolation prize a giant-sized jar of the new perfume called Evening with Trigger. So just send $25 in the top off your car with a penny postcard to the Tune Wranglers radio station WCKY Cincinnati 1, Ohio. As I was walking down the street, a billboard caught my eye. An advertisement's written there would make you laugh and cry. The signs were torn and scattered from the storm the night before. And as I read the things they said, well, this is what I saw. Oh, smoke Coca-Cola cigarettes, drink Wrigley's spearmint beer. And kennel ration dog food keeps your wife's complexion clear. Eat chocolate-covered mothballs, they always satisfy. Brush your teeth with Lifebuoy soap and watch the suds go by. When I recovered from the shock, I went upon my way. I'd gone no further than a block, and there to my dismay, another billboard caught my eye, and like the one before, wind and rain had done its work, and this is what I saw. Oh, mercy. Take your next vacation in a brand new Frigidaire, and learn to play piano in your winter underwear, and simonize your baby with the Hershey candy bar. See the difference Drano makes in all the movie stars. Well, doctors prove that babies shouldn't smoke till they are 3, and people over 35 take baths and Lipton tea, and stuff your nose with cottage cheese if you plan to fly. Take a bath in Mr. Clean, it keeps your armpits dry. Thank you.
Well, as you know, Mexico has brought us some very famous people over the years, and we have, delighted in the exploits of the Cisco Kid. Some of us remember him. Zorro. We've read of Pancho Villa. Some of us know the battles of Santa Ana. And maybe some men like John Beckendam here, or Elvin Smith, Bob Hage, might remember Dolores Del Rio. Ay, 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 Dolores. Well, we have one with us tonight from south of the border that sort of puts all of these in the shade. One of the more famous men from south of the border, and let's bring him on, our own Jorge Sanchez. Here he is.
Muchísimas gracias, Señor Angel. You are very kind, as always. Y muy buenas noches, damas y caballeros. You have to forgive my hat. My sombrero got all full of snow and it was too heavy to wear. So I had to borrow the hat from the other guy that was in here a while ago. But I am here tonight primarily to give you the welcome to Nuevo México. Bienvenidos. That's the word that we say. Bienvenidos. Welcome to Nuevo México. My name, in case you are wondering and interested in what my real name is, M. Jorge Sanchez Chavez Saavedra Vallejos Jr. You may not believe this, but I was born just down the street a little way. Down in the place that was named after El Duque de Albuquerque. See, that is my home. This land is known as the land of enchantment. And I say very modestly, that is where my enchantment comes from. This is the land of my forefathers. You know something? I could never understand that word. I only had one father. I don't know about the Anglos. Maybe they have four, but I only have one father. Four fathers. I don't know. But I know one thing. This is the land of my brothers in the meat. You'll catch on in a little while. Stick with it. In fact, someone was telling me that on the bus some of you rode from the airport in, one of my brothers in the meet, Sanchez bus lines, they're all over the place. The other day I was sitting in Santa Fe down in the plaza talking with one of them, and we were talking about how things have changed. By the way, I want to ask you a question, an honest question. Have you noticed how much my speech has improved? Oh, come on. You know why? I went to a special school. A school for electrocution, in which they teach you to reject from the diagram. You can notice he's much better, no? I was talking with one of my brothers in the meet down in the plaza, Santa Fe. And we were talking about all the changes that have taken place in the world. And there have been many. Many, many changes. For example, he was saying, you know, when we were in school, you remember when we were in school? And I think, oh yes, yes, I remember when we were in school. He says, you remember that in those days, hard stuff used to be algebra. Some of you are not up with the lingo, I can tell you. There have been changes in styles. I don't know if you have mentioned it or not, or noticed it very much, but there are changes in styles. I will not say anything about them personally, but even in my country, down south of the border, there is a change in the styles. And one lady said to me, she said, you know, I can't stand going out with a man whose hair looks nicer than mine. I am not looking at anyone particular in the audience. I want you to know that. Do you remember? When you used to, if you found a bottle on the beach, one of my cousins the other day, down off of the coast near Mazatlan, he found a bottle on the beach with a note. Do you remember when the note used to say, "Please help me, I am marooned"? You know what this note said? "I am marooned on a tropical isle. There is no tax, no traffic, no pollution. Eat your heart out." One thing has not changed. The music. Oh, the beautiful Latin American music. You can't change that. For example, there is one song. It's a beautiful one. Qué bonitos ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas. Debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. You know what he's saying? Who but a Latin could take that much time and that much effort to say, "What beautiful eyes you have below your eyelashes, eyebrows, below"? That's what he's saying all the way through. That's all he says. Qué bonitos ojos tienes. What beautiful eyes you have. Below those two eyebrows, where else would he hope to find the eyes? I remember once I sang for some of you, and I sang a song about serenading the girls. When you go to their window, throw a rock up on the window and wake them up. It doesn't work anymore. You know why? Because they're downstairs watching the late night show. The only way to get their attention is to cut the electricity. Then you can serenade them. Everything is changing. I want to do something tonight, because I do not want to sing too much myself. I want to ask some other people to sing. But they are also from south of the border, different part of south. But they're south. Down in the Caribbean, down in the part of the world where they have beautiful music, like we have in Mexico. And so I am going to ask two of my good friends to come and join me, and we are going to sing something from the Caribbean. Another night we will have some music from Mexico. Tonight I just want to welcome you and say, bienvenidos a la tierra del encanto, to the land of enchantment. Joe and Sharon Bob, come up here with me, please. It makes a difference where we stand. Okay. This is a song. Oh, well, you will recognize it. It is also from down that part of the world. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship. And when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out as on their heads they bear. Hockey, rice, and fish are nice, and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm
it's sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town.
Songs of laughter fill the air, and the dancing girls run to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm
sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town.
Sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Colorado Springs. Thank you.
Jamaica on our honeymoon, we were intrigued by several songs, so much that we made it a point to learn them. And tonight we'd like to sing two of them for you. The first one is about Liza.
When I'm away from Liza, water come to me eye. When I am away from Liza, water come to E.I. Why don't you come back, Liza? Come back, girl. Whitey dear from me, I. Come back, Liza. Come back, girl. Whitey dear from me, I. Come back, Liza. Come back, girl. Whitey dear from me, I. Come back, Liza. Come back, girl. Wipe the tears from me eyes. When I am in the marketplace, water come to me eye. I long to see my Liza's face. Water come to me eye. Why don't you come back, Liza? Come back, girl. Wipe the tears from me eye. I remember when love was new, water come to me, I. First there was one, but now there's two, water come to me, I. Why don't you come back, Liza, come back, girl. Wipe the tears from me, I.
Next song is called The Wings of a Dove, and we didn't really realize that this song was from Scripture until we looked it up, and it's in Psalm 55, verse 6, The Wings of a Dove.
If I had the wings of a dove, if I had the wings of a dove, I would fly, fly away. Fly away and be at rest. If I had the wings of a dove, if I had the wings of a dove, I would fly, fly away, fly away and be at rest. If I had the wings, if I had the wings, if I had
had the wings, I would fly, fly, fly. Since I have no wings, since I have no wings, since I have no wings, I will sing, sing, sing. If I had the wings of a dove, if I had the wings of a dove, I would fly, fly away, fly away, and be at rest. Fly away and be at rest.
This time we'd like you to sing along with us. And if you would pick up the song sheet that was handed to you when you came in. Together we'll sing the first one, He's Everything to Me. Number one, He's Everything to Me.
In the stars' handiwork I see.
Thank you very much. That was beautiful. I see, where is Gordon Adams? Gordon, you have some announcements for us? Would you come up and make those? This is Gordon Adams from the headquarters office. Let's bring him on. Anytime I get a chance to introduce this next man, it's always a personal thrill for me, of course, because of what he's meant to me in my own life. A lot could be said about him, but you all know him. A man of God and a wise counselor. I know the Virginia and I, when things get a little tough and the nitty really gets down to the gritty part, why, we get on the phone and we call the president of the outfit. That's Mr. Loren Sanning. So here he is. Loren, God bless you.
Thank you very much.
I always like to have Leroy introduce me because I need all the introduction I can get. And thank you very much, Leroy. I think that our friend from south of the border, Jorge Sanchez, was right that things have changed quite a little bit. Some of us who've been around a little longer notice this. I notice these young DDs dashing up to the podium here and down. Some of us move a little more slowly. I notice that young couples are sitting together before their engagement is announced. In fact, they probably even knew they were being engaged before it was announced. And that's a change. And also, I appreciate personally very much the outstanding job that Walt Hendrickson and his young crew have done in putting together all these books and these name tags. But I know that these name tags have been done by the younger generation. And if you wouldn't mind, please, when you're talking, would you stand close to me so I can see it? Because don't stand here, because right here I can see you either from the top or the bottom of my glasses, see? So if you stand close, I'd appreciate that very much. Well, I am to give the welcome or the greeting. And as I was thinking, well, how do you greet a gang like this? I was reminded of, I think, 1 Corinthians 1:3, Paul's greeting to the Corinthians. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. When he comes to 2 Corinthians, he greets them again, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. If it's Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, it's grace and peace. So let me greet you with grace and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to this week. I wasn't about a week ago. I was ready to call Skip and ask him if I could call Dr. Jack Mitchell to come and take 4 sessions this week. You may wish that he had, but I am now ready, and so I didn't call him. And in fact, my first 2 messages will be on grace and peace. Also, I'd like to give you personal greetings from Lucy. We did not have peace about her coming. At least not right now. Maybe she'll be here the middle of next week if all things work out okay. And oh, there are others too, wives and others of the staff who were unable to come for one reason or another and would like to be here, and I know that we miss them as well. We have some people here, in fact, a number of people that I think we should greet especially. And one, of course, is Lila Trotman. And Lila was recently made the first and therefore only lifetime member of the board of directors. And Lila Trotman, we're always happy to have you in our midst. Lila, would you stand, please? She's back, right? Back here. Forward to hearing from Lila later on during the conference. And then a member of our board of directors is Bob Hage with McDonnell Douglas. Bob and Jenna Hage are here, and we want to welcome them especially too. And if you would stand up, please. Bob and Jenna Hage. Then we have as our special guests, though I have not spotted them yet, to be with us for this conference, Max and Sandra Barnett from Norman, Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Baptist Student Center there, and a quite outstanding work that is. And if Max and Sandra are here, would you stand, please? They're separated. Would
We're just very pleased to have you with us. And then I'm sure that our staff from, how'd you say that, George? South, is he border? Whatever it is. We're happy to hear some of the singing. And I'd like to welcome that staff especially, Mert and Madeline Martin. And we'll applaud this gang all at the same time. But would you stand first, Mert and Madeline? And then Dan and Diane Travis. Down over here. And Carlos and Leticia Ricoy. Right here. Dick and Judy Miller. And right, stay standing if you would. And Sam and Carrie Clark. There they are. And well, Bruce Carlson came up from Wycliffe Jungle Camp. So let's welcome all these, shall we? And then from way, way, way south, we're very happy to have with us Aldo and Otto C. Berndt from Brazil, and also Ken and Carol Lotus. If Aldo and R.C. would stand, please. Right here. Stay standing just for a moment. And then Ken and Carol Lotus, probably right next to them. Very good. Let's give them a welcome. And then there are a group of others here I'd like to stand, and then we'll welcome them all together. There's Jack Blanche from Spain. Jack, are you here? All right, stay standing if you would. There's Jack and Jake and Vera Combs from Taiwan. And have Dick and Linda Endersby arrived as yet? Yes, good. They're back over here from Japan. And Nate and Kay Mirza from Lebanon here. And Jim Tuax back from Indonesia, way back in the corner. Let's welcome them, shall we? Back from Singapore is not with us due to a lump in her throat for which the doctors want to operate immediately. Let's see, where's what does that mean on the thyroid? Or? When's the surgery, do you know?
She wasn't certain, but probably next week.
Ah, yes. Well, let's be remembering Joanne Ray. This she's up in Colorado Springs, and so they want to get at that right away, I take it, huh? Let's be praying for her. And then we're so happy that Dee Moen could be with us. And I'd just like us to recognize her especially. Where are you, Dee? Would you stand up, please?
She's not here tonight.
She's not here tonight. Okay. Well, it was just such a delight to see her walk in. And what a struggle she's had, and yet what an what an example she is, of something that I read years ago, that true intercessors are made through struggle and suffering. And there is a true intercessor. So how grateful we can be to have Dee Moen with us this week. Now, if there are other special guests that I should have introduced, I hope that you will forgive me, and I'm sure that those on the responsible for the program will see to it that they get introduced later on. Just a couple other remarks I'd like to make. I've been around some of us, not only me, been around for some little time. Some of you, quite a few of you, are new to a staff conference. And I think that through the years, we've learned that most of us do not come with a great sense of accomplishment, so much as we do come with a little apprehension. I remember when the staff was still small enough, we'd come to Glen Eyrie, and the various ones would confide in me that as they approached and they came in through the gate, there was just a little apprehension and, well, do I fit? Do I really belong? My, what a high-powered gang for me to be around. Only to find out, if you really knew, that those that you think are so high-powered that you don't fit among are the very ones who feel just like you do. And I like to remind ourselves of what Jesus said, as quoted over here in Matthew 23:8, where he said, "But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren." And I heard Billy Graham speak on this years ago, and he said this idea of this word brethren is your buddies. For you have one master, even Christ, and all of you are buddies. We're brothers and sisters in Christ, and here we are. And I like to remind ourselves that there's really only one basis on which we can really have fellowship together. It's not on the fact that we belong to an organization called the Navigators, or that we have a vision of getting a certain job done, or that we agree on certain kinds of methods by which to get that job done. None of those are sufficient. Really, the basis on which we can come together is 1 John 1:7, which escaped me completely right now. Start me out. That's right. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, keeps on cleansing us from all sin. And tonight, we are here starting out this staff conference, all level, brothers and sisters in Christ, at the foot of the cross, and those who need the constant cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's where we are. And so any of the apprehensions, they could come because we're making the mistake of comparing ourselves with others. But whatever they are, let's all realize that tonight we are met in the name of Jesus Christ. And on the basis of that blood He shed for us on the cross. Then I know that there are some who said, "Wow, 425. Well, that's a lot of people. Man, that's kind of scary in itself." Well, I wish there were 850, don't you? I do. And I know that some, and I could mention a lot of others, but I know that Skip and Jack and Leroy and some of us who've watched this through the years, we're very grateful to God for what we see here tonight. But we're a lot like Dick Hillis' little daughter, who once she was praying said, "Lord, we know that there are going to be a lot of people in heaven, but Lord, we want more." And there are a lot of people in glory yet, and we thank God for it tonight. But we want more. And you know, I was reflecting on Acts 2, that day that 3,000 came to know Christ. And all of those people, it says, had fellowship together. They had a unity of spirit and heart and mind. There was 3,000 of them or more. And that was added that many. I don't know how many to start with. And the reason? The Holy Spirit. So here we are. Some of us have never met one another before. But you look in somebody else's eye and there's a kinship immediately, because we are indwelt by the same Spirit. And it just takes a split second to get to know one another. And when you have a chance to chat, it's as though you'd known one another for a long time. So it's going to be easy. It's not hard. It's going to be easy. Now, some of you may have been born on a farm and the backwoods like I was and kind of scared of meeting people. But we have an inside track, and that's the Holy Spirit to help us. And there's a kinship there already. And then I don't know how you feel about it, but I think we have another common bond, and that is a sense of need. Every single day. I was talking to my friend Gene Warr about a
something I was struggling with. I said, Gene, it's not a matter of just committing something to the Lord once a week or once a day or twice a day. It's about every 15 minutes. I said, I know what you're talking about. We're all in need. And Psalm 62:5 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. Now we all are needy. And I look over this schedule, and I see the names of people on that program. And I'm sure I can speak for all of them as well as myself, that our expectation should be from God. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. And we won't be disappointed. We won't be disappointed. And then you know, we need each other. We really do. And as Paul wrote to Philemon, this, that the bowels, it says in the King James, of the saints are refreshed by thee, dear brother. And I'm sure that we're going to be refreshing one another. And some of the greatest benefits of this week together could be just a, quote, chance, end quote, statement or conversation over a cup of coffee, around a meal table, or walking down the road. It should be a great week. We have great facilities and a good program. We have each other and we have the Savior. Let's see, George. Were we going to have a word of prayer, a song, and then prayer, right? Or was I going to pray first? Man, I hate to start out the conference forgetting the program right in the order. Let's have the song, and then I'll lead us in prayer as we conclude, shall we? We talked about this on the way down today, but I forgot the order. Besides, we may as well be relaxed a little bit. You know, oh, it is 9:10. I was going to say I'd like to hear some more songs from South of the Border, but we'll change. Wait, don't go away.
The song that we talked about is one that you're familiar with, and I will not be using the instruments. I just want you to think with me and then join me on the chorus. It's a song that Lorne and I have sung together as we've traveled with many of you in different places of the world. And so listen to the words of the first verse and then join me on the chorus, will you? Oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch His bride away. All tears forever ended in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all when life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One look at His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So more the chorus, and do add the part that you were singing. That was beautiful. Quietly, it will be worth it all. All right?
It will be worth it all. Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Thank you.
May we bow our heads for prayer. And just for a few seconds, let's try to blot out every thought except Jesus Himself, and just think about Him.